1. Begin transmission.
It's 12:24 a.m. That is, of course, local time, and it translates to 1930 UTC, where you live. Ain't that great? Yes, it is. Hello, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm sorry, but I can't stand it. Today, it's sunny and 56 degrees outside, and it's the day after Marmot Day, so I cannot be sitting in here in the house. We gotta go out and see if we can spot some marmots, and we gotta go right now. And here we are, boom shakalaka. I pulled in just in time to scare off some after-school weed smokers, because it's that time locally. And of course, when I was driving over here, I was looking for turkeys and stuff. I didn't see any turkeys, but I did listen to 102.3. And the music was great. And it sounds like this. Yeah, and I can't get enough of that. So, unfortunately, I got to get out of the car if we're going to spot some motts. And if you're wondering where I'm at, I would say just take a guess. Regular listeners to this show will probably already be saying to themselves, I bet he's at Herrenhaven. And that is a bet I would not take, because that is a bet you would win, because yes, here I am at Herrenhaven on the day after Groundhog Day, also known as Marmot Day. Because groundhogs are marmots, and in Alaska, it officially is Marmot Day. So I'm walking around the side of the shed. I've got marmot tracks in the mud here. It's a little wet and it looks a little muddy because all the snow that was on the ground when I was here the other day has melted, and everything's kind of soggy, which means one of two things. It's both good and bad, because it makes mud. Mud is easy to track animals in, but then again, you get it all over your shoes, you being me, of course. So, yesterday, I would have loved to have come out and looked for marmots, but yesterday was cold, and it was rainy and sort of sleety, and it was not a good day for marmot spotting, and it was all overcast. And since it was Groundhog Day yesterday and it was overcast, that means the groundhog did not see his shadow, which means that we are in for another 6 weeks of winter. Now, if for some reason you don't believe in this superstition of marmots who can predict the weather, oh, it's very easily proven to be true. All you need to do is get out a calendar and start counting the number of weeks between February 2nd, which is Groundhog's Day, aka Marmot Day, until the first day of spring. Go ahead, grab your calendar and start counting now. That's right, it's 6 weeks. So look at that. Unbelievable, but the marmots were proven right once again. Oh boy, so I had an exciting and productive day earlier today. Did a bunch of stuff I didn't want to do, but did it anyway, and blah blah blah. Then I came home to find mail in my mailbox and phone calls on my phone and blah blah blah. Boy, I've got more stuff to do, more bureaucracy to deal with, which means I'll have more forms to fill out. And won't that be fun? No. No, it won't. And that's why we're making excuses to go outside to look for marmots. Okay, I'm approaching the boardwalk. Oh, another thing.
Last night, I was watching Johnny Sacco, and I saw what would apparently be the pilot, or at least the first episode, the first two episodes, actually. And the pilot, these first two episodes I saw, were made of the same footage of the movie Voyage into Space. That is the Johnny Sacco movie. And, you know, I know this happens. I'm just not sure what was made first, the movie or the TV show. But the movie basically is the origin story of Johnny Sacco and the giant robot. And so, yeah, that's what these two episodes were. They were just the beginning episodes. But, and it was, like I said, it was the same footage as shot for the movie, except it was edited differently. And so it was a little weird and confusing to see, but, you know, I got over it. I understand what's going on. All right, I'm on the boardwalk, and I'm now standing over ice. There's geese walking around on the ice out here. Now they're looking at me, and they're going, wait, what? Who's that guy, and what's he doing? Wait, we're not supposed to be looking for geese. We're supposed to be looking for marmots. And this is not where the marmots are. But still, I thought I'd come out here and take a look around. Yeah, I'm spooking the geese, so I'm just going to head back into the forest here. Walking along. So that was fun. I saw the first two episodes of Johnny Sacco. And yeah, man, being as it was out of context, you know, movie-wise, and edited, boy, it didn't make any sense. And anybody who saw this probably very confused. Like, okay, so this kid's on a boat without his parents or anything, and he gets wrapped up in this adventure. Oh, it's bizarre. Is that a carcass? There is a... Is that an animal carcass out there? I'm back in the sub pond area, and it's covered with ice. I'm actually going to have to walk out here because I think I'm seeing something bloody. So I'm walking out on the ice. Is that just a log that's torn up and I'm seeing the interior bark? Yeah, okay. With the light the way it is, I thought I was looking at an animal carcass, like a mink or something that was torn up by foxes or raccoons sitting out here, but no. It's just a log. It's just a log. All right, well, I guess I can get off the ice. Yeah, it's 55 degrees and I'm standing out on the ice. It's a little slushy on top, but, you know, it's still very, very thick. There's animal tracks around, but I can't tell what they are. They're ill-defined. Well, geez, I guess I don't need to go up back on the path over there. I could just walk over here. Do-do-do-do-do. Still walking on the ice. I love to walk on the ice. Yeah, and I know what you're thinking. How did you mistake a log for an animal carcass? Well, even though 8 minutes ago I said that it was 12:24 a.m. or whatever, the real local time is about 3:20 p.m. And so the light angle is low. You know, we're getting close to the golden hour. And the way that that log was torn up, it sort of had reddish wood, and with the light, low light hitting it, getting lots of yellows, it looked like a small animal, like a mink or something, torn up, like it lost a fight with a predator. And, you know, my vision isn't the greatest. And I also have my sunglasses on still, I just realized. And my sunglasses, although you can't really tell by looking at them, they do sort of impart a reddish tint to things. And you don't really notice it unless you've got like a white piece of paper and you're... Well, regardless, it's not important. Let's get down to business. Let's get down to spotting some motts. Might be a little bit late in the day to be spotting motts, but who knows? You know, we still got good sunlight. They could be out sunning. There's really no more snow on the path here It melted all day today due to the sun and the warmth. And so we've got no tracks here where we had tracks the other day. But I'm still looking. I'm searching. I'm just glad I get to go outside again. Yay! Been so tired of being holed up in my house, not doing anything. So I thought, blah, blah, blah. After I got off the phone with my lawyer and some other people, and I sent some official emails out here and there, and blah, blah, blah. After that, I said, I gots to go. I gots to go outside. I gots to do my stuff. I gots to do my radio show. All right, so I'm approaching the big blind. The ice shelf seems to have retreated a little bit more. Oh, there goes a rabbit. There's a big bunny. So we're just going to step into the big blind really quick and take a look. Yeah, there's at least 100 geese out there. There's actually a couple of geese, half a dozen geese on Goose Island. And some just, you know, snoodling in front of it. I guess they're looking for foods. And then there's the ice shelf, and then there's a boatload of geese out there. And I mean, like a couple hundred. Oh, and I'm sticking my head out the window, and down here by the tree that has fallen into the water, I can see a turtle. It's a little turtle. It's a western painted turtle. He's got his head out, and he's kind of looking at me, and I can see his shell. I think he's just sort of hovering over the tree trunk. So, yeah, it looks like, you know, we've had at least one turtle sunning today. Turtles, being reptiles, they like the sun more than most. They like to hang out on logs and absorb solar radiation all day. Because, you know, that's what turtles do. Alright, so out of the blind we go. And we're going to head up into the loop. See if we can find us some dudes. Because remember, the other day, when we were up here, we saw all kinds of evidence of marmot traffic. Lots of little Mati footprints on Mati trails leading towards known Mati holes. Oh, and there goes that rabbit again. Hi, Mr. Bun. I didn't mean to spook ya. That bun is thinking I'm trying to get him. I'm not trying to get you. I'm not trying to get anybody. Oh, and here's an old tree that fell down. What was that sound? Something else is flipping around up here. Probably just a bird. But we're gonna look anyway. I can hear ducks quacking in the distance. That always makes me laugh. Alright, and I can see down into the ravine here. There's a lot of birds flying around, little birds. I don't see any turkeys. I don't see any deer. But this is kind of a tricky time to see deer because everything is the same color as deer. You know, it's all brown and gray and little highlights of white here and there. So it's good camouflage for deer. I'm not seeing any though. Not seeing any mots. I keep hearing things, but it's just birds picking at leaves on the ground and it makes sounds like dudes walking around. Okay. So now we're gonna sneak up here real quiet like and see if we can spot any motties up on this little ridge, because there's a den right here that's always covered up. We can kind of see it now. Well, there's nobody hanging out right there. I can't tell if that den has been cleared out though. Now if we go up the hill here, as we are doing, we will be right back up here where we saw all that marmot traffic. The vast majority of the snow has melted, so it's really wet, sloshy, and muddy. And here's the trail. Here's the marmot trail. Yeah, but with no snow, can't really find any good tracks. But this is definitely a marmot trail that has been in use a lot recently. And there's a Mati Den right over there. There's another downed tree and some downed branches. And that's a known den as well. We see stuff there in the spring a lot. So I'm gonna work my way back down the hill here and go to this other marmot den. Wait, is this marmot tracks right here? This, now it's kind of a messed up track, but that could definitely be a marmot track. Let's see, I'm right beside this den now. I can't tell if it's in use. It could be. Ow, this is full of thorns, whatever this thing is. I'm gonna try to stand up here on the bank. Wow. Without getting any closer, this looks like it's cleared. And it could very well be in use. And the truth of the matter is, this den here might be connected to this other one that's, you know, 10 or 15 yards away. Might be. Ow, ow, ow. Thorns. It might be part of the same underground Mati complex. Okay, so I guess we can go down the hill now. Do 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 do. It's all muddy and very slick. If you hear the sound of a human body suddenly slamming to the ground, you will know that I have lost my footing. I'm doing my best to remain upright, and I've gotten down to a little bit drier of an area, so we're good. And these people didn't see me or hear me. Yeah, good lack of situational awareness. There's some people walking over into the big blind. Now, do I have tons of little thorns in my socks now? Yes, that's fun. They're rubbing up against my ankles. Good thing I'm used to my cat clawing my ankles all the time, so this doesn't actually bother me any. Well, we didn't see any moths, but I don't know. Can we really be expected to see any? Well, you'd think so, the day after Marmot Day. But no. We're going to keep looking for signs of them, though. I'm going to check some of these dens as we go back by them. Oh, I can't wait to see some Matis in the spring. Oh, we're going to have fun Mati year this year. I just know it. Because we have fun Mati years every year. So anyway, I had to do some stuff today. It's kind of a drag. I had to go to my friend's dad's funeral. So that kind of sucked. But at least I got to see some people I haven't seen in a while. My friend's sisters. And, you know, just other oddball people here and there. And it was great because, at first, nobody recognized me. And these are some people, some of these people I haven't seen. Like one of my friend's sisters, well, both of his sisters, I don't think I've seen in 10 years. And in that time, they've both gotten married. One of them had a kid, and that kid's about 2 years old now. And one of them moved into a house in my old neighborhood, the neighborhood I grew up in, the Brook. So that's great. Now we have little Brooker kids still. So that's awesome. But she didn't recognize me. And it was really funny because she's like, oh, you know, I saw you last night and blah, blah, blah. Because there was visitation last night. But I don't know you. I'm like, kid, you know me. This is the same girl that I was paired up when my friend got married. And so we had to do all kinds of stuff. This is somebody I've known my entire life. And so, you know, between the shock of her dad dying and my complete physical transformation, I look completely different than I did 10 years ago. You know, with the hair and everything and all my physical weirdness. And so it was fun to say, "Yes, kid, you do know me. My name is Tobe." And she's like, "Oh my God, I didn't recognize you." Yeah, me and Doug were kind of giving her a little flack for that. But yeah, then there were some other people. Various people from various schools. All right, I'm crossing back over the land bridge. And I'm looking out over the Billabong. And I don't see any action. Should we go down there? Should we just go down there and walk around in there? Now, the funny thing is, last night, my dad gave me a magazine. Oh, wow, these scratchy tunnels are all plugged up with schmutz. I mean, somebody's going to have to unplug those. Why do I think it's going to be me? So anyway, my dad gave me this magazine. And he says, "Yeah, Bill brought this back for me. I thought there's some articles in here you might want to read. And Bill is, of course, our family luthier. And Bill, the family luthier, recently went to Australia. Yeah, how awesome is that? And so he brought back this like fishing magazine for my dad. My dad read it and he handed it to me because he thought, "Oh, there's some cool articles." And yes, one of the articles was identifying the dangerous snakes of Australia. Snakes are not a fisherman's friend. You know, if you're out fishing, you're going to run into snakes. It happens. And so this was an article about, look out for these six snakes, or however many there were. And, you know, there's all this information about, there's nothing going on in the Billabong here. All this information about how to identify these deadly snakes and stay away from them. And so I thought, oh yes, I better read this, because I know I have a Billabong in my life, and I certainly don't want to run into any poisonous snakes at my Billabong. However, being as this is not Australia, I doubt I'm going to run into, you know, the red tiger snake of Australia and some of these other deadly creatures. That's the one good thing about living in Omaha. The odds of you finding, you know, a poisonous snake here are minimal. You gotta drive at least an hour to find any poisonous snakes. The closest poisonous snakes are down kind of on the Nebraska-Kansas border near the Missouri River. And I can't remember what's down there, like copperheads or something. But once you get out into western Nebraska, once you head out, you know, into flyover country, as some people like to call it, then it gets awesome, because then you get your, you know, your western diamondback rattlers and other pit vipers and all your really deadly, deadly snakes. But not around here. Not at Heron Haven. You will not be killed. Oh, here's some poops. And it's right in the middle of a trail. How fresh is this? And that is some fresh poop. There's a fox running around in here, kids. Where's Mr. Foxy? Remember, foxes like to poop right in the middle of trails to let everybody know that they're there. So anyway, yeah, no poisonous snakes here at Heron Haven. I have only found like three different kinds of snakes here. Two small, you know, like garter snakes, your basic sort of runners. And I did find a fox snake. A fox snake was pretty big. He was about, you know, 4 feet long, call it 120 centimeters or something like that. And you can often find other snake skins every once in a while here. It's pretty wild. I suppose it's getting a little windy. I apologize for the sound quality and the wind. What was that? Oh, just a squirrel. Damn it, I saw something move on the bocage and I thought it was maybe a mati, but no. It was just a squirrely. So, No marmots today. No groundhogs on this very groundhoggy week. There could be some under the shed. I'm back to the shed. Probably some dudes under there. Are there any Matis in there? Come out and say hi, Mati. I'm gonna look down over the fence here. There's some snow up against the shed here where there's another little Mat entrance, but I don't see any tracks in the snow, so. Oh, it doesn't look like we got much Mati action today, and that's okay. I didn't really expect to find any, but that doesn't mean I can't hope to find any. And you know how much we love marmots on this show, the ultimate marmot committee. Yep, my car's locked. Did I lock it? I must have. How do I open it? I'm pushing the button. Let's open the car. There it is. Okay. Oh, my shoes are a little bit muddy. But I guess we can go home now. I'm gonna listen to 102.3. But you'll only miss me for about 3 seconds. Hello, and I'm back, just like that. So I'm getting a little resettled into the studio here, and I got a big, brand new, fresh cup of tea. Oh yeah, oh it's so yummy, but it's so hot. Oh yeah, that's almost too hot to drink. Oh yeah, ooh, hot, 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 hot. Oh yeah, oh it's good, but it's too hot. So put the lid back on. Actually, I should leave the lid off so it can cool down a little bit. Oh boy. Well, I'm not too disappointed that we didn't get to see any marmots today. I was not really expecting to find any, but you never know, and that's why you have to go out and look. I am looking forward to spring. Gonna see lots of more Matis. That will be good, because I like Matis, and I like tea. So, so what? So yeah, the one good thing today is I ate a piece of pizza, the leftover pizza from a couple days ago, and that was yummy. But I gotta go to the store. I gotta get me some vegetables. And I got to get me some of my beef pucks. It's not the best beef in the world. And it's terrible considering, you know, I live in like beef land. This is where we grow the cows. And so there's lots of beef here. We got the beef processing plants here and everything. But the reason I eat the beef pucks is it's cheap and it's easy to portion. I can get a nice, perfect 3-ounce portion of meat. And that's good for me. It's good for me. It's easy to keep track of my diet. And when I say diet, I don't mean the way I eat to lose weight. This is the way I eat to stay alive. I've got to maintain certain amounts of protein and eat lots and lots of vegetables and, you know, do all that stuff because I'm Tobe. I'm looking forward to going to the doctor in the next couple days. I gotta set up a doctor appointment. That reminds me, that's what this little form is for. And I gotta remember to mark it down on my calendar so I don't forget. I'm gonna have a busy week doing wacky stuff. So hopefully I won't miss my show, but if I do, you'll know why. What show am I talking about? I'm talking about the Dubious Goals Committee, this show you're listening to right now that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow and the next couple days to see what happens. It'll be interesting. Okay, I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.